All right. Oh, wow. Microphone. A couple of months ago, I went shopping to the IKEA. So, who am I? My name is Hanna. As the slide says, I've been playing with Linux and computers for over 20 years, and I've been doing it professionally for more than 10 years. I'm currently a software consultant at Mind, which is a local company. We have a rebranding, new logo here, not on the slides yet. So we're going to talk about this device. It's a new smart home hub from IKEA. Is smart home, is that a good idea? I guess in this crowd we have two extremes. You either think it's part of the internet of shit, or you have already 20 of these devices at your home. Well, in my personal opinion, I like them a lot, but only if the data stays with me at my home, at my local computer. So no clouds, and preferably it should run as much open source software as possible. So that's the state for this review. So the app, well, if you... It's really, really simple. It's IKEA. It's what you can expect if you have ever assembled something from IKEA. You either love it or you hate it. So this app, it's the same thing. You're either going to love it and can use it from scratch, or you're going to hate it, like my mother, which also doesn't assemble IKEA furniture. Great app. Regarding the point I made from the cloud, they're actually scoring really great. So there's a really clear and easy to read privacy statement. And the app is opt-in, so it asks you nicely if you want to send the usage data towards IKEA in the same manner. It has support for Apple HomeKit. It also has support for the Google AI stuff, but it's all opt-in. Really nice. What's inside? Well, we're in an embedded room, so we had to take a look. This device has a dual core STM processor, a single chip of DDR3 memory, and about 4 GB of MMC memory, and dual Zigbee/Bluetooth radios. So this should be fun to work with. When I opened it up, this thing has a laser. I always recognize these three pins on PCBs. Those pads look familiar. So simple UART thingy on the laptop. Use Minicom, default settings for Minicom, of course. We get a boot prompt, but that's not really useful. It's the only thing that it shows. It's a Dirigera hub. Very nice to tell me again. What we can see is that it uses the STM32 secure boot stuff. I don't really know the details quite yet. I haven't worked with those chips that much. And then it starts up systemd and it ends there. So what this is telling us is that they really cleaned up their information that they put on the UART. Right. In the app, they have a link to this website, gplcodes.ikea.com. And if you press that download button, you get a zip file. Yay. And if you unzip that zip file, you get a bunch of directories. It's pretty much a huge dump of source code. The things that we do recognize in that entire dump, it's a kernel, systemd, base files, everything is called base files, BusyBox, and it uses Rauk as the update mechanism. The naming of these directories makes me think that this uses Yocto, but there are no build scripts or flashing scripts included in this zip file. So if you go look at the Yocto reference manual in chapter 35-3, you see this text, 35.3.1 talks about providing the source code. It shows you how to make a Yocto recipe to generate the directory that they just zipped and dumped on the internet. The next subchapter talks about providing the license text, which pretty much just takes all the license.txts from that first directory, concatenates them in one huge file. So that one is also, that's what this button does, download license information, so you get that huge file. And then they forgot about chapter 3, providing compilation scripts and the source code modifications. So, IKEA, you have some more work to do. I would like my compilation scripts. And I would really like to flash my own hardware with the GPL code that I received on my hardware. And that's my talk. Thank you very much.